This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Talking about a special edition that you'll see in Sunday's News Review for Sunday. It is called Fairs, Festivals, and Fun, and News Review editor Sana in here as well, Geshke, who is the special sections editor. Sana, I guess, first of all, explain kind of what this is all about.
So our Fairs, Festivals, and Fun has, it's sort of self-explanatory. It has a lot of the summer festivals that are happening, all the fair, the North County Fair, all the summer activities you can do in Douglas County, and there is no shortage of activities this summer.
So, Will, what goes into putting this special section together?
This actually takes a lot of work. We spent about a month and a half just like contacting all the individuals who help run these events and stuff like that. And it's pretty exhaustive. We have events from all over the county, everywhere from the coast to North County, South County. It's really a ton of stuff, and you know, there's so much that we were able to fit in there. It's kind of, and there's still more that you can do that just don't fit in the 36 pages. So it's kind of impressive.
Yeah, I guess you're proving that there really are things going on in Douglas County for when people say there's nothing happening.
Especially in the summertime. Yeah, I've been here about 2 years now, and having experienced a couple summers here running around the county covering all this stuff, it's definitely a busy summer for us here at the paper, covering everything. So you definitely can find stuff to do around here.
And I know people will often see you out at some of these events taking photographs.
That's the most common thing I hear is, oh, I recognize you from the Half Shell. Yeah, I'm there. I'm pretty much everywhere. We definitely got a lot of photos that I've taken over the past couple of years, ended up in here just because I've been everywhere, I feel like.
And Sana, you've been here a lot longer than Will. Talk about sort of your perspective of summer in Douglas County and what you were able to capture here.
So summer in Douglas County, there's just so much to do, and there's such a variety of things to do. I mean, we have music festivals, we have graffiti, of course, which is huge, we have the Douglas County Fair. There's really no shortage of activities for people of all ages and all walks of life.
And Will, when you put this together, how do you get connected to all these people and figure out, you know, okay, exactly what should we be covering here?
Well, it's a lot of looking at what we've done previous years and looking at the events we've covered in previous years. So, for say, last year we went to the North Douglas County or the Drain Tea and Garden event, or I can't remember the exact name right now, but Victorian Tea and Garden Tour, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. We covered that last year, and it wasn't in last year's Fairs Festival of Fun, but we decided to include it this year just because it's an event that I think is a little bit less known, and it's kind of cool. So stuff like that. We just want to include the stuff that's maybe people might not know about, but also stuff that people are really looking for. Like we did a rodeo roundup. So like a list of all the rodeo events that are going on and bull riding that's going on around the county this year. So we put that together as well to kind of give people the rundown on all those events going on.
Now, did you cover some of the rodeo events last year?
Yes, I went to, I think, all the ones I knew of, except for the Seven Feathers one in September. I wasn't there. But yeah, I was at all the Yoncalla one last year, the South Douglas Rodeo, and the bull riding at the fair. This year, there's also the Sutherland Stampede that's coming back. So I'll hope to be there as well.
And I would imagine, I'm just guessing here, that going to rodeos may have been a new experience for you.
It very much was. I did not grow up here, so going to the last year's South Douglas Rodeo, I think, was the first one I've ever been to. It was very much a change of pace. When I went to the Yoncalla Rodeo, I almost got kicked by a horse, so I'm definitely more careful now than I was.
There you go. That's welcome to Douglas County. You've nearly been kicked by a horse. You're now considered a resident. And were you surprised at how much, because sometimes people don't think about those events as requiring athletic skill, but once you watch the people that are doing that, you can really tell they do.
I don't know how someone could watch that and think it doesn't require athletic skill, because it is absolutely amazing what people are able to do. You know, you hear that you have to get like 8 seconds on a bull to compete, or I don't remember exactly at the time, but like, it doesn't sound hard at first, but when you watch it, it's like, wow, if you get anything more than a second, like, I would die instantly, I feel like, if I got on a bull like that. So I think it would be, I think it's so impressive what they're able to do.
So then if any of these folks that are doing the bull riding or the rodeo competition then want to get Will to be part of their event, how do they contact you?
Oh, we can reach out to us at the news desk email. So it would be newsdesk@nrtoday.com. That's a great way to get a hold of us.
But what if they want you to be an occupant of one of these animals and try to last for 8 seconds?
I've actually been asked. I was asked at the rodeo. One of the photographers there asked me if I was going to get on a bull, and I just told him I will not do that. I value my life and limbs, so I'm not going to put that at risk.
That could be such a great picture, though. For a couple seconds, anyway, if we could get it taken that quick.
Yeah, it'll be a nice posthumous photo of me. So
Sana, explain on Sunday where this will be in the paper and how all that works.
So yeah, it's a tab. So it will be included in the newspaper to everyone who gets the newspaper. Anyone who wants to buy just a single copy of the newspaper, it'll be at all the newsstands, all the regular stores. It'll just be included, similar to the way the Sunday comics are included in the Sunday section.
All right, Sana Godfrey, editor of the News Review, Will Geschke, a rodeo participant, reluctantly, perhaps. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.